This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Banake Ruha Da Vapari Aya, page 20. We had forgotten the teachings of Guru Nanak. He united us with the Master. We left masters and saints and started worshipping idols. After coming, Sawan made us understand. Without the Master, man takes birth and dies, said the Master in his bani. Our soul is dirty because of sins. He applied the soap of true nam. Doing the devotion, the body dries up. No one has obtained God while sleeping. Sitting within all, he watches everyone. He doesn't forget through anyone's making him forget. Ajab had this disease for a long time, giving the medicine of Nam. Sawan removed it. Becoming a trader of souls, Sawan of Sach Khand has come. Banake Ruha Da Vapari Aya, page 20.
Banake Ruha Da Vapari Aya Sawan Sach Khand Da Banake Ruha Da Vapari Aya Sawan Sach Khand Da Guru Nanak di sikhiya bhul gaye Guru Nanak di sikhiya bhul gaye Sada Guru nal mel kadaya Sawan Sach Khand Da Banake Ruha Da Vapari Aya Sawan Sach Khand Da Banake Ruha Da Vapari Aya Sawan Sach Khand Da Guru Peed Chaddi Mardiya Pujan Lag Pai Guru Peed Chaddi Mardiya Pujan Lag Pai Pake Sawan Ne Samjaya Sawan Sach Khand Da Banake Ruha Da Vapari Aya Sawan Sach Khand Da Banake Ruha Da Vapari Aya Sawan Sach Khand Da Guru Bina Banda Jamada Marada Guru Bina Banda Jamada Marada Bani Vich Guru Ji Ne Pur Maya Sawan Sach Khand Da Banake Ruha Da Vapari Aya Sawan Sach Khand Da Banake Ruha Da Vapari Aya Sawan Sach Khand Da Rusadi Meli Papa Kardke Rusadi Meli Papa Kardke Sache Namada Saban Laya Sawan Sach Khand Da Banake Ruha Da Vapari Aya Sawan Sach Khand Da Banake Ruha Da Vapari Aya Sawan Sach Khand Da Bandagi kar diya pinjra suk jaye Bandigi karadiya pinjara sukajaye sute hoya rab ki sevi na paya sawan satchikandada banakeru hadava party aya sawan satchikandada Banakeru hadava pari aya sawana satchikandada gata gata vichir behike sabanu deke gata gata vichir behike sabanu deke O boladana ki seda bulaya Sawana satchikandada Banakeru hadava pariaya Sawana satchikandada Banakeru hadava pariaya Sawana satchikandada Lagia siroga ajai banu chirida. Lagia siroga ajai banu chirida. Darunamada de ketaya. Sawana satchikandada. Banakeru hadava pariaya. Sawana satchikandada banakeru hadava pariaya sawana satchikandada
becoming a trader of souls sawan of satchkand has come. And we have a wonderful announcement for this morning. Russell's new book called Stumbling Toward God, a Spiritual Memoir, subtitled The Years with Ajaib. So the book is now available, and information on how to order it can be found online, and it's also in an email announcement that was just sent out. And our first reading today will be from Russell's book. I'm just going to read a portion of the preface, and then next time we'll continue with beginning the body of the book. So Russell says, "This book is the second volume of Stumbling Toward God. The first volume, subtitled The Years with Kirpal, recounted my search for God and its fulfillment at the feet of Kirpal Singh, my beloved guru. This volume, The Years with Ajaib, is the story of my adventures with Kirpal's beloved Gurumukh disciple and successor, Ajaib Singh. For the benefit of those who may be coming to this volume without having read the predecessor, I would like to say a few words about the teaching of these two giants and what it implies. It will be clear from reading this book that what the masters Kirpal and Ajaib taught was not a religion, not a cult, not a belief system, but a path, a literal highway, a grand trunk road that leads from the circumference of our self to the center, or from the circumference of the universe to the center. And at that center, we find that the soul, our self, our Atman, really is of the same essence as that of God, and that the reason why we love and obey the Master is because he has made that journey and can show us and help us to do the same. As Kripal used to say, what a man has done, a man can do. And every saint has a past and every sinner a future. If we go far enough into it, we see that this is what all the masters, the great ones who we admire and adore as saints or prophets, including Jesus of Nazareth and Prince Siddhartha, have taught as well. This is what Aldous Huxley called the perennial philosophy, because it's always there. It is never not being taught. As Swami Shivdayal Singh Ji of Agra said, the Satguru is an incarnation eternally present upon the earth. The lovability of the masters rests in this, that they love us, all of us, and will not rest until each one of us has found our way back to our real home, the lap of our Father, Mother, who is patiently waiting for us to arrive. This is what Lord Jesus was getting across in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, where he tells the stories of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, the prodigal, and the never-ending hunt for the one that was lost. This is what Kripal and Ajaib and all masters come to do, to love us, to forgive our sins, to be our advocate, and to do whatever is necessary to bring us back. And we will leave off there. And next we will continue with Master Kripal's Thanksgiving Day talk at the Disneyland Hotel in Anaheim, California, on Thanksgiving Day 1972. This is in the November 1973 Sanpani magazine. So Master gave the first part of the talk, and then there was the meditation sitting. And afterward, he continued with the talk. Master says, so this is Thanksgiving Day. Thank God that you have got the man body. This is the golden opportunity that has been given to us. Because in the man body alone can we know God. God is all light, all consciousness. We are drops of the ocean of all consciousness. We are all children of light. So in the man body, we have to come in contact with all consciousness. We have to become more conscious, like him. If we have got the man body, that is the greatest blessing we can have. But further, the greatest blessing, you might say double or superlative blessing, is that you have been put on the way. So you should know yourself and come in contact with all consciousness so that you might become more conscious and go back to your true home. If we don't contact our souls with God, who is all consciousness, if we just contact with the material things of the world, then naturally our consciousness will be lessened. If our consciousness is lessened, we will go to the level of bodies in which consciousness is comparatively less than man's. So he who has got the man body and does not come in contact with all consciousness, well, that is playing with suicide, masters say. It is suicide when you become less conscious. you are to become more conscious by coming in contact with God. The masters say, well, what is it? If we do not come in contact with God, we forget Him. Even coming in contact with something else is to forget Him altogether. Well, it is a practical death in the terminology of the saints. Guru Nanak says, who is alive, O Nanak? He who is conscious of God, who sees God face to face as we see each other. And those who do not see, they are dead. So we should be thankful that we have got the man body, which is the highest blessing. And further, we've been put on the way. We must now do what? Keep the commandments. Remain as much as you can, as long as you can, with that all consciousness, so that your consciousness may become more and more like God. If you have not known God, if you have not found Him within your man body, which is the true temple of God, then all your actions, reading, eating, drinking, enjoying outside things, adorning your bodies, this and that, all that is just like men adorning dead bodies. So they say, when you have got the man body, you see, the highest aim is to know God. There are two purposes of the man body. One is to wind up all actions and reactions, and to pay off all debts coming from the past. And the further purpose is to know God, to love God. Love resides in every heart. We should love everybody. If we do not do that, then the masters say that those who are animals, birds, reptiles, they are better than us. We who have the man body in which we have not done anything. How can you have all this blessing? Only through coming in contact with a saint or God-man, the Word made flesh. When you come to Him, He gives you a contact with the God into expression power. Those who do not see, they begin to see. God is light. God is sound principle, you see? So the masters say that you have got the man body. You must stand on your own legs, pay off all debts to those who are connected with you by the flowing pen of God, and also be of help to others. Otherwise, if you are doing any practices, any performances, any rituals, any customs, that is meant for preparation of the ground. And he for whom you make all these preparations, if he does not turn up, then what is your fate? So all these things are the elementary steps, you might say, the preparatory steps. Try to understand things. God is light. We light a candle. God is music of the spheres. We ring a bell. These are the symbols of God, not seeing God. These are good actions, of course. They will give you good results because they are performed in the name of God. But this doership is not gone. If the ego is there, then whatever you sow, so shall you reap. Good thoughts will bring you good results. Bad thoughts will bring you bad results. And what is good and bad in the terminology of the saints? Whatever actions bring you closer to God, those are good actions. Whatever actions take you away from God, they are bad actions. That is the definition given by the saints. Sometimes you find that in one religion something is good, and in another religion the same thing is not good. To sit in Sikh temples bareheaded is a sign of disrespect. But to sit bareheaded in churches is a sign of respect. So this definition is given by the masters. Whatever brings you closer to God, those are good actions. Whatever takes you away from God, whether good or bad, is a bad action. So in the man body, we have had it. We work day and night, just like a man who's held up in conscription. He works from morning till night, with nothing to be had in the evening. This is just what you do. So meet some master and hear from him what great good fortune you have. You have got the man body. Still greater fortune awaits us if we come in contact with God in man or man in God. He gives you a contact with the God already within you. Your attention is now simply identified with the outside world, so much so that we have forgotten. Unless you are withdrawn from outside and come to your own self and know yourself, how can you know God? The first step is to know yourself, the demonstration of which is given by a master when you meet him. It comes only through the saints. So such like opportunity is afforded to us by God. We do not know. He whose eyes are closed, how can he know the man with eyes? So when the God within you sees that you are yearning for God, that you cannot live without him, then he makes some arrangement to bring you into contact with somewhere where he is manifest. He comes to you. You do not know him, who he is, but he affords us this opportunity. When we hear the talks, naturally, we are dragged, attracted, and put on the way. So today is Thanksgiving Day. Give thanks to God. Ungratefulness is the most heinous crime that can ever be committed. Give thanks for what you have got. Generally, we simply say that this thing has not been given to us, and we don't give thanks for the other things. So from today onward, if we learn this lesson, to be thankful to God for everything he has given us, it will be, I think, acceptable to God. If you've got 3, 4, 5 children, and they're all fighting, oh, I've not got this, I have not got that, but all the other things they have got, and one child is there who says, Father, thank you. You have given me these things. Whom do you think the father would like? He does not want anything returned, but at least he wants that we should be thankful for what we get. We should not be ungrateful. So this is, I think, a great virtue, which if you adopt from today onward, you will advance like anything. And for our final reading, we will continue in a talk that Master Kripal gave at Savan Ashram called No Love Without Fear. This is from the August 1972 Satsandesh. So Master says, the process of withdrawing from the outgoing faculties to rise above the body consciousness, to learn to die so that one may have everlasting life, is a science taught only by spiritually competent souls. With such personal inner experience, even the scriptures take on new and clarified meaning. In the Upanishads, it states that within man is the sun, that's S-U-N, is the sun of Mahabrahmand, in which the sound is vibrating. This hidden teaching was that which was given to the son of Devaki, Lord Krishna, by Ingris Rishi. And this is referred to in the Gita, which also tells us to go to whosoever can give us this teaching. When we know the disease that we suffer from, there is hope of its cure. Go to one who can give a demonstration of rising above the senses. Experience of the two phases of the God power, light and sound, should be given so that a person can verify that he has received something. Having experienced this within, there's no need of being convinced by words alone. Most seekers of God are following hearsay only. They haven't seen anything. One must have some practical experience that one can call one's own. Self-knowledge can only come with experience. If one wishes to reach the sun, then one must ride on its rays, and the ray of Nam or word is in each being. God sends those who are the very manifestation of the bread of life to guide the child humanity. They may come in any country, any religion, but their basic teachings are always the same. They all say that without a human birth, this mystery of life cannot be solved. If one has received the human life and has not unraveled its mystery, then that life is wasted. The hours spent on beautifying the body are as hours spent on beautifying a corpse, for one knows not the true being within. We thrash the husk, but we do not get out the seed. For all practices at the sense level are like husks. The laborer who works the laborer who works tirelessly from morn to night, but if he receives no wages, then what's the use? So what is real devotion? Devotion to the Gurumukh, through which the sound is heard without effort. And also, he who does the Gurumukh bhakti gets light in the heart from that love. It means that the light sprouts forth from within. Copies of the light are found in outer places of worship, but for want of someone to show the inner light, the outer light has become all important, and the inner light is forgotten. In olden days, a 5 or 7 or 9-year-old child would be made Dwij, which means that he received the second birth. The first birth, of course, is being born into the physical form. And the second birth is into the beyond. The child was then given the Gayatri Mantra, and he was taught to practice the rays of the sun within and become one with all light. At this initiation, they were also given a demonstration of this, but now only the outer custom remains. They speak of the second birth, and they give the Gayatri Mantra, but there is no light. This is no new idea that I'm placing before you. Masters usually express a world of truth in only a few words. Brevity is the soul of wit. Yet, whatever they express, they do so with eloquence. We have but to study their words carefully to uncover the wealth of meaning hidden within. When Guru Arjan Sab collected the works of the great masters and made the monumental volume, the Adi Granth, he wrote that when he opened the treasure of the fathers and grandfathers, he found the store of real peace. Study these treasures of our spiritual forefathers carefully. We show respect. We bow before them. We make offerings of flowers, etc. But we rarely study them. So that we might understand their true meaning. I will now take a short hymn, so try to understand by giving full attention. And first lines of the hymn. The Guru has given me control of this house. I am now the mistress. The physical form is like a wonderful house in which we live. There are 10 servants, namely 5 senses of action and 5 of knowledge, with which the body is run. Sometimes one sense drags us, sometimes another. If one has 4 or 5 maidservants and none of them obey orders, do you think that the house will be kept clean and orderly? The Master tells us that the Guru can make us the controller of all these senses. As I have already explained, no one who practices at the sense level can control the senses and rise above, for his attention remains at that level. When the Guru teaches one to control the senses, the whole being comes under control. Just think, are you in control of yourself? You can see that you cannot control, that you cannot even sit quietly here. You are always looking this way and that way. Your attention wanders. With so many different thoughts entering your head, who resides within and is in control at present? It is your mind, which is making you dance continuously to its tune. The masters say, there is God. We have experienced him. We have seen the Lord. Well, what does that mean? It means the God which has come into expression, not God absolute. Absolute God is a stage into which the soul must merge and lose its personality in order to know. Where then is the Lord's expression? It is in the very temple of the human form. He is the controlling power within. As long as the friend resides, the companion remains. When the friend leaves, only ashes are left. So the body flourishes while the soul is in it. But the soul must leave when the controlling power leaves. The body then reverts to dust. Dust thou art, and into dust returneth. What does the Guru give, through which we can control our being, we can gain control of our being. He gives the greater nectar, tasting which all the lesser enjoyments become insignificant. That nectar is called Nam. It is called Word. It is the very highest gift of God. We must meet someone who will withdraw our attention from the materialistic affairs for a while and make us aware of our own true selves. You will then see that there is a power controlling all things. The master says that he met a guru who made him the controller of the house. And if the house is to be looked after properly, then how many servants are required? And from the hymn, 10 maidservants were given by the Lord. 5 senses of knowledge and 5 of action. And through the Guru's grace, one becomes their controller, and the soul begins to gain consciousness. At present, we are slaves to the senses, slaves to the enjoyment. But when control is gained, at our will, the senses operate. Furthermore, by withdrawal from the outer level of the senses, worldly happiness and unhappiness can no longer touch us. And we will leave off at that point. And we will continue with a satsang talk that Sanchi gave here in July of 1980 in the series of talks that he gave at that time on the Garivars of Guru Ram Dass.
Those who do according to their instructions, they can easily know that how God is manifested within them.
ਜਾਂ ਇਹ ਰਸ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਜੋ ਕੰਮ ਇੱਕ ਆਦਮੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਦੂਸਰਾ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ
ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟ ਦੀ ਐਲਿਕਸਰ ਟੇਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਵਰਕ ਵਿਚ ਵਨ ਮੈਨ ਹੈਜ਼ ਡਨ ਅਦਰਸ ਕੈਨ ਆਲਸੋ ਡੂ ਦੈਟ
ਗੋਰੇ ਪੂਰੇ ਹਰੇ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਸੇਵਿਆ ਜਿਨਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਮਰ ਥਲ ਸੇ ਜਾਣ ਸੂਲੀਆ
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਦਰਦ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਨੂੰ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਮਰ ਥਲ ਇੱਕ ਫੋੜਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਬੱਲੇ ਪਿੱਠ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਦਰਦ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਜਿਸ ਆਦਮੀ ਦੇ ਉਹ ਫੋੜਾ ਨਿਕਲਿਆ ਹੋਵੇ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਦਰਦ ਦਾ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ
Now he says that the pain of there's one special type of sore which people have on the back, on their back. He says that who can know the pain of that type of sore? Only those who have had them.
Jeda suli te chadya hai, suli de dukh da us nu pata hai. Jeda kole gaddi te baitha hai, us bichare nu ki pata hai ke suli da ki dukh hunda hai.
The one who has climbed the cross, only he knows that how much pain he is having. The one who is sitting on the dais, how can he know that how the one who is crucified or what pain the one who is crucified is having?
Hare jane si bro hontan vito sad kumain ko liya
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਰਦ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਦਾਸ਼ਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਲੜਾਈ ਮੁੱਲ ਲੈਣੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ
ਨਾਓ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਡਨ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਬੇਅਰ ਦ ਪੇਨ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਮੀਨਸ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ fight with our mind.
ਮੰਨਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੁਕਾਬਲਾ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ, ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇੰਦਰੀਆਂ ਹੀ ਆਪਦਾ ਨਾਚ ਨਚਾਈ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਕਾਮ ਖਿੱਚੀ ਫਿਰਦਾ, ਕਦੇ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਖਿੱਚੀ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਗੁੰਮਰਾਹ ਕਰਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
Well, later on when we will have to deal with mind himself, then we will know that how we have to deal with mind. But right now we are dealing with the organs of senses and we are loving those things to whom we had to fight.
Kabir sahib kehnde hai bhagat vigadi kamiyan indri kere swad heera khoya hath se janm gawaya baad.
Kabir sahib says that the unchaste people have spoiled the name of devotion for the enjoyment of their organs, for the pleasures of their organ of senses, and they have wasted the precious gem, and they have wasted the precious gem and the human body.
Jinna ne raatan jagiyan hai, mehnatan kitiyan hai, khand nu pind nu chhad ke brahmand te gaye hai, ohna nu tusi puchho ke naam di kamai karni jehdi hai kitni ki sukhali hai.
Those who have done the meditation, those who have worked very hard, those who have left the body and went to brahmand, ask them that how much easy or how much difficult the meditation is.
Main eh vi dasda hunna hai ke jinna sant mat de abhyas pehle pehle aukhe hai, baad mein itne aukhe nahi hunde ge. Jis tarah pehla mann nu ajj andar le jana aukha hai, inu thehrana aukha hai, isse tarah phir bahar leona vi mushkil hunda hai.
Often I have said that the practices of the path of the masters seem to be difficult in the beginning, but later on they are not so difficult. Now it is difficult for us to keep our mind quiet and still it, and it is very difficult for us to go within. But if we go on working on it, and when we go within, after that it will become difficult for us to come out.
Hare milo sajjan purakh mera sir tan vito tale roliya jo sikh gur ka
ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਫਰਿਆਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਹੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਐਸੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਮੇਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਮੇਲ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਉਹਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਝੱਲੇ ਕਮਲੇ ਹੋਏ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਆ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਗੋਲਾ ਹੈ, ਐਸੇ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਦਾ ਗੁਲਾਮ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਮੇਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ.
Now Guru Ram Das is making a request to Lord. He says that, oh Lord, you make me meet those dear ones, those lovers of my master, those lovers of God, those who are doing their meditation day and night, and those who have become mad in the love of their master. And I am the slave, I am the servant of those dear ones, those who are singing the praise of my master day and night.
Hare rang chalule jorati ten pinni hare rang choliya.
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਖਰਬੂਜੇ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਖਰਬੂਜਾ ਰੰਗ ਚੜ੍ਹ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਖਰਬੂਜੇ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਖਰਬੂਜਾ ਰੰਗ ਪਕੜ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਬੈਠਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਨਾਮ ਜਪਣ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਔਰ ਬਿਰੇ ਤੜਫ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ.
ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਕਲਰਡ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਕੰਪ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਕਲਰਡ ਔਰ ਵੀ ਡਾਈ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਡਾਈਡ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਕਲਰ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਆਵਰ ਸੈਲਫ ਡਾਈਡ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਕਲਰ ਆਫ ਦੋਸ ਪੀਪਲ ਇਨ ਹੂਸ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਵੀ ਗੋ. He said that when we go in the company of those who are doing the meditation of Shabad Naam, we also get inspired to do the meditation.
Kare kripa nanak mere gur paisir vich moliya mala chautha augani parya sharir hai ਨਿਰਮਲ ਹੋਏ ਗੁਰਮੁਖ ਗੁਣ ਵਿਹਾਜੀ ਹੈ ਮਲ ਹੋਮੇ ਕੱਢੈ ਤੋ
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਵਾਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਬਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਲਿਬੜਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਕਾਮ ਦੀ ਮੈਲ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਦੇ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਦੀ, ਕਦੇ ਲੋਭ ਮੋਹ ਹੰਕਾਰ ਦੀ। ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਕਰੀਏ, ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਵਾਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਫਿਰ ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਪੂਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਵੇ, ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਭੇਦ ਦੇ ਦੇਵੇ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰੀਏ, ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਪਿਓਰ ਔਰ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now Guru Ram Das Ji first makes a question. He says that this body is become very dirty. It has been polluted sometimes by the dirt of the lust, sometimes by the lust, by the dirt of the anger, and sometimes by the dirt of egoism and greed and all other passions. And how we can purify, how we can get all this dirt out of the body and how we can purify this body. Then he himself responds to the question, he himself answers. He says that if we get the perfect master, and if that perfect master showers grace on us and gives us Naam initiation, and if we meditate on that Naam which the perfect master has given to us, only then can we make our body pure and holy.
Kyunki jis tarah sabun nu mail nahi lagdi gi, sabun mail kapde di kad dindi hai, isse tarah assi Naam nu papan de thalle nahi dab sakde ge, balki sada jehda Naam Satguru ne sade andar tarya hai oh sab papan da nas kar dinda hai.
As the soap cannot become dirty, even though it has to deal with the dirt, it removes the dirt and it itself doesn't become the dirty. In the same way, we cannot pollute the Naam with the dirt of our sins. In fact, the Naam removes the sins and makes us pure.
Guru Sahib kende hai, sach prana na thiya, naam na mela hoye.
Guru Sahib says that the truth never becomes old. Naam, yeah? Sach prana na thiya.
Naam na mela hoy.
Guru Sahib says that the truth never becomes old and Naam never gets dirty.
Sach vanj hai rang syo, sach sauda hoi, tuta mool na aavai, laha
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜੋ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਦੇ ਨਿਰਾਸਾ ਦਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇਖਣਾ ਪਿਆ, ਉਹ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਜਦ ਅੰਦਰ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋ ਉੱਠਿਆ, ਸੱਚਾ ਆਨੰਦ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਿਆ।
Now he says that those who have done the meditation in this way of the saints has never been disappointed, because those who have gone within, they have always achieved the real happiness and they have never got any disappointment.
Assi daama dol utna chiri hain jinna chir assi pyar aur mohabbat de naal shabd naam di kamai nahi karde ge.
We are not stable as long as we do not meditate on the shabd naam with love and faith.
Nanak tene sach vanjiya jina tor likhya para.
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸੱਚੇ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਵਣਜ ਕੌਣ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕੌਣ ਸੱਚੇ ਦਿਲੋਂ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਧੁਰੋਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਲਿਖ ਕੇ ਭੇਜ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬਈ ਇਹ ਕੰਮ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ।
Now he said that who do the true merchandise of Naam and who do the real meditation on Naam? Only those who have been chosen by God from the eternal home and only those in whose fate it has been written by Almighty God that you have to do this world and you have to do this work and only those do this.
Kise da sama koi mukarrar nahi hunda ga ke mainu 10 saal ho gaye naam lenu ya 15 saal ho gaye ya 20 saal baad padda khullega. Eh ta sade pyar aur sade himmat de utte hai kyunki guru ta sada daya karan waste taiyar hai.
No one's time of the progress is fixed is in this path. It is not like one will open his will or one's will will be opened after 10 years or 20 years or 30 years or like that. There is no fixed time in this path and because it all depends upon our efforts and upon our love. And Master always showers grace. So that is why it all depends upon our efforts and the love and faith which we have for the Master.
Swami Ji Maharaj kehnde hai ki ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲੇ ਜਬ ਧੁਨ ਕਾ ਭੇਦੀ ਸਿੱਖ ਬਿਰੇ ਧਰ ਆਈ। ਅਗਰ ਸਿੱਖ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸੱਚੀ ਤੜਫ ਹੈ, ਸੱਚੀ ਬਿਰੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਦ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਮਿਲੇ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰਾ ਮਿਲੇ, ਅਗਰ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਵੇ, ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਸੋਨੇ ਤੇ ਸੁਹਾਗੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ।
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ, ਅ longing for God, if he meets the perfect master who has the knowledge of the sound current and who can initiate him into the sound current and take him above, it means that the disciple was already good because he had the longing for God. And moreover, when he met the perfect master, he became better.
Salahi sachen salahana sache sacha purakh nirali sache sivi sache man vase sache sacha hare rakh सचे सच्चा जिनी आराध्या सी जाए रले सचे नाले सचे सच्चा जिनी न सीविया सी मनमुख मूड
ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜੋ ਸੱਚੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਸੱਚ ਤੋਂ ਭਾਵ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਦੇ ਨਾਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਫਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਨਾਓ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਟ ਔਨ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਟਰੂਥ ਮੀਨਸ ਦ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਨੈਵਰ ਡਿਸਟਰੋਇਡ ਐਂਡ ਵਿਚ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਰਿਮੇਨਸ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਪਰਮਨੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਟਰੂਥ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ is the only thing which will remain forever. So here he said that those who do the meditation, those who meditate on the true Naam, true Shabad Naam, or the true Naam of God, they go to God, go back to God, and they become one with God.
ਅੱਗੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਨਮੁੱਖਾਂ ਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਮਨਮੁੱਖ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੈ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਗੇ ਉਹ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਣਾ ਜਨਮ ਬਤੀਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬੇਤਾਲੇ ਭੂਤ ਪ੍ਰੇਤ ਆਪਣਾ ਵਕਤ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਵਿਚਾਰੇ ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੜ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ ਦੁਖੀ ਆਏ ਦੁਖੀ ਚਲੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਫਰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬਸ ਦੀ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਨਮੁਖਸ ਮਨਮੁਖਸ ਆਰ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਐਂਡ ਦੇਅਰ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਲਿਵ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਗੋ ਦੇ ਸਫਰ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਗੋ ਦੇਅਰ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਦ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਗੋਸਟ ਹੂ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਸਟੇ ਐਟ ਵਨ ਪਲੇਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਾਂਡਰ ਇਨ ਦ ਪੇਨ ਫਰੋਮ ਵਨ ਪਲੇਸ ਟੂ ਅਨਦਰ
ਆਵਰ ਕਲੋਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਭਜਨ ਇਜ਼ ਔਨ ਪੇਜ 21 ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਸਾਂਚੀਜ਼ ਭਜਨ Va Meri Sawan. Great are you, my Sawan, great are you, my giver. You are the support of the miserable ones. You dwell within all, but are different from all. You can make a beggar rule over a kingdom, and you can turn a king into a beggar. You can make an ignorant one into a scholar, and you can turn a scholar into a fool. Sometimes you spread your jolly for alms, and sometimes you become a giver. You can change the water into earth. You can change the earth into a well. And over that well, you can create a mountain. You can make the sky cover the earth. You can make the risen sky fall. You yourself become the support of him who has no protector in this world. There is no one without you. You dwell within all, whether he is king or pauper. Your light is within everyone. Your plays are unique. You make your presence felt everywhere. You have liberated demons like Kodi and Vali Kandardi. You have even liberated sinners like Ganaka, the prostitute. Your plays are unique. Sometimes you become a trader and open a shop. Sometimes you do farming. As the sons are dear to the mother, the devotees are dear to you. And being controlled by the devotees, you do everything for them. Ajab's fortune has awakened. He met you, the beloved Sawan. Great are you, my Sawan, great are you, my giver. You are the support of the miserable ones. You dwell within all, but are different from all. Vamiri Sawan, page 21.
Vamiri Sawan, Vamiri Data, Dukia da Sahara tu, Gat Gat Devich Vasada Hoya, Firhe Sabatonya da tu. Vamiri Sawan, Vamiri Data, Dukia da Sahara tu. Gat gat devich vasada hoya, fir he sab ton yara tu. Bikari te raja karave, raja te bikari ho, kalamurak te pandit karbo, pandit te mugadari ho. Bikari te raja karave, raja te bikari ho, kalamurak te pandit karbo, pandit te mugadari ho. Karke joli bikia lenta, karke joli bikia lenta, Banda kite datara tu, gat gat devich vasada hoya, firhe sabton yara tu. Vamiri Sawan, Vamiri Data, Dukia da Sahara tu, gat gat devich vasada hoya, Firhe sabton yara tu. Jalte tal kar tal te kuva, kupate mera karave ho, darti te akasha chardave, charde akasha girave ho. Jalte tal kal tal te kuva, Kupati mera karave ho, darti te akasha chardave, charde akasha girave ho. Jis da jagte koi naraka, jis da jagte koi naraka, Ape bane sahara tu, gat gat devich vasada hoya, firhe sabton yara tu. Vamiri Sawan, Vamiri Data, Dukia da sahara tu. Gat gat devich vasada hoya, firhe sabton yara tu. Tere bajo koi nakali, harai kavicha samanna ho. Gat gat devich jota hi teri, kya raja kya ranna ho. Tere bajo koi nakali, harai kavicha samanna ho. Gat gat devich jota hi teri, kya raja kya ranna ho. Lila teri ajabanyari, Lila teri ajabanyari, Harta kare shara tu, Gat gat devich vasada hoya, Firhe sabton yara tu. Vamiri Sawan, Vamiri Data, Dukia da Sahara tu. Gat gat devich vasada hoya, ਫਿਰ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਨਿਆਰਾ ਤੂੰ ਕੋ ਦੇ ਰਕਸ਼ਾ ਵਰਗੇ ਤਾੜੇ ਤਾੜੀਆਂ ਵਾਲੀ ਕੰਧਾੜੀ ਹੋ ਪਾਪਨ ਗਨ ਕਾ ਤਾੜੀ ਦਾਤਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਲੀਲਿਆਰੀ ਹੋ ਕੋ ਦੇ ਰਕਸ਼ਾ ਵਰਗੇ ਤਾੜੇ ਤਾੜੀਆਂ ਵਾਲੀ ਕੰਧਾੜੀ ਹੋ ਪਾਪਨ ਗਨ ਕਾ ਤਾੜੀ ਦਾਤਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਲੀਲਿਆਰੀ ਹੋ ਕਾਦੇ ਬੇਤਦਾ ਹੱਥ ਖੋਲ ਕੇ ਕਾਦੇ ਬੇਤਦਾ ਹੱਥ ਖੋਲ ਕੇ ਕਾੜੇ ਕਾਦੇ ਜਿਮ ਜਿਮੀਦਾਰਾ ਤੂੰ ਗਤ ਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਸਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਫਿਰ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਨਿਆਰਾ ਤੂੰ ਵਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਾਵਨ ਵਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਦੁਖੀਆ ਦਾ ਸਹਾਰਾ ਤੂੰ ਗਤ ਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਸਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਫਿਰ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਨਿਆਰਾ ਤੂੰ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੈ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਪਿਆੜੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਭਗਤ ਪਿਆੜੀ ਹੋ ਭਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਸ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਸਾੜੇ ਕਾ ਜਸਵਾੜੇ ਹੋ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੈ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਪਿਆੜੇ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਭਗਤ ਪਿਆੜੀ ਹੋ ਭਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਸ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਸਾੜੇ ਕਾ ਜਸਵਾੜੇ ਹੋ ਅਜੈ ਬਦੀ ਕਿਸਮਤ ਜਾਗੀ ਅਜੈ ਬਦੀ ਕਿਸਮਤ ਜਾਗੀ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਸਾਵਨ ਪਿਆੜੇ ਤੂੰ ਗਤ ਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਸਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਫਿਰ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਨਿਆਰਾ ਤੂੰ ਵਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਾਵਨ ਵਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਦੁਖੀਆ ਦਾ ਸਹਾਰਾ ਤੂੰ ਗਤ ਗਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਸਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਫਿਰ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਨਿਆਰਾ ਤੂੰ
Great are you, my Sawan. Great are you, my giver. You are the support of the miserable ones. You dwell within all, but are different from all. May God bless us all.